AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at am570lasports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
Saying money on AM 570 LA Sports, live everywhere on the iHeart Radio app, going for another 2.5 hours.
Yeah,
be here till 6:30. That'll take us to Clipper pregame hour in the books. If you missed it, Tom Telesco joined us, talked about that great Charger victory Sunday Night Football over the Steelers as they make their way to Denver for a Sunday afternoon contest that will be heard on our sister station, on our bro station, Alt 98.7, Sunday at 1 o'clock.
And I hope Noah Eagle and Adam Oslin are listening to us suggest they get bounced to AM 1150 because they live for the AM 570 games.
I think they understand. It's number one versus number two. Replay of the college basketball tournament semifinal.
They don't understand.
You don't think so?
They don't. They want every second of AM 570 that their greedy little mouths can get.
They want PG-13 versus Luka.
That's what they want.
And that's what they're going to get.
But you know what you're going to get tonight on AM 1150? I'll give you the word of the day.
Let's get it.
Word of the day.
He heard me with his words.
The word of the day.
Let's talk about those Gonzaga Zags. Today's word is Zags. Now, UCLA's got everybody back from last year's team, except the big man, Cody Riley, is currently injured. But the Zags, they will look a little different tonight. That Kispert guy and Jalen Suggs both left early for the NBA. First round picks. The Zags will come in with a number one ranked team in the country. The new face that the Zags have is Chet Holmgren, Matt.
Chet Holmgren,
the National High School Player of the Year last spring, and he chose Gonzaga over Duke, Kentucky, and Carolina. He's from Minneapolis, just like Jalen Suggs. And you won't have any trouble picking him out while watching. He's 7 feet tall, 190 pounds.
What?
There is nothing to him as a read. But watching on TV, he appears to be like 7'2", 160. It's like the Slender Man.
It's like Manute Bol.
You expect him to just go knife somebody in the forest. He's the white Kevin Durant. He plays a full court game. He handles the ball. He passes the ball. He faces guys up. He drives to the bucket. And the tres puntes, too, he drills.
190?
And he blocks shots. He's 7 feet tall, 190. Am I wrong, Cates?
He's really good. He's projected at worst as the third overall pick in the draft next spring.
190.
Skinny dude.
Some say he could be the top pick.
That was the Kevin Durant thing. Can't even bench 135
yeah,
once.
Yeah, bird chest.
Way too skinny.
Bird chest.
Worked out all right for him.
UCLA's got two bigs that are really big guys. Miles Johnson and Kenneth Nuba. They're going to push this guy around.
Is that what they're going to do?
Yeah, push him around.
Mm-hmm. What about Drew Bona? Timmy. What about young Bona? Is he out there?
Who?
Bona. Is that just a signee, the Bona guy?
Yeah, he's just a signee for next year.
He's coming, though.
Yeah, he's coming.
He'll never see this guy.
Hell's coming with him.
So when you're listening to Lewin and Tracy on AM 1150 tonight, you will get an idea of who this guy is when you hear his name. Here's a picture of him, Matt. I mean, wow. Look at that guy. Chet Holmgren.
Yeah, he's skinny. He is the owner-operator of the Skinny Legs Club. I may be its president, but he is the owner-operator.
Well, he's got length that you just can't.
No.
And
he has a valid excuse. He's 7'1".
Yeah, and he's got a whole Tyler Hero thing going in the face.
Oh, you know what? Not as skinny and sunken in of
not
a face
as
I would have expected. Yeah.
Yeah, you expect him to look pterodactyl-like in
right.
the face.
And a great head of hair.
Yeah, it looks like he spends a lot of time on the eyebrows, like Tyler Hero does.
Very nice. Very nice eyebrows.
Because Tyler Hero works on those eyebrows.
Yeah.
As you know. So that's just a little primer. I figured we'd get the word of the day in right away as we were talking about the
Certainly.
Big UCLA number one versus number two matchup tonight. Tip-off at 7 on AM 1150. But we have Clippers with Adam and Noah. Pre-game at 6:30. Tip-off at 7:30 on AM 570. Clippers versus the Mavs. And hey, what about that Zing Zang? America's number one selling, most awarded Bloody Mary brand. Zing Zang now comes ready to drink. Full-strength cocktails in a can for you to enjoy this weekend while you're watching Holmgren block shots from the backside, 7 feet tall, coming through like a giant.
I just don't like that.
What?
I thought your word of the day was going to be belated, like belated happy birthday to the greatest athletic director in sports, Martin Jarman. His birthday was yesterday. He's in Las Vegas, and nobody else does this. Mike Bone, we just found out about this guy yesterday in the LA Times.
We just met him.
I just met him.
Didn't know anything about the guy. Martin Jarman, the athletic director at UCLA, is right now breaking bread with students in Las Vegas. They invite him to come eat and drink with them and celebrate pregame. He's out there right now in Vegas hanging out with those people.
Love it.
Nobody else does this.
You know what Mike Bone's doing? Profile, LA Times. Stand against that wall and look into the deep, deep future. Tell us what you see.
Stand over here at the peristyle end. Act like no one's ever seen you before. And we're going to try to hit the, as you said yesterday, Matt, the reset button.
Mm.
Didn't work. Not with the hound dogs here at PMS on your ass, Karchi. That being said.
Oh, wait a second, Petros. You said it yesterday. You said how soon before they start talking about how great USC basketball is. LA Times last night. USC, number 22 in the country, is starting to catch fire.
Yeah, well, UCLA is number two, and they play number one tonight. And Martin Jarman drinks Zing Zang, and freaking Bone drinks Trulies. All right?
That's exactly right. Allegedly.
Yeah, he loves mango Trulies.
Well, you know, some people like that mango. Like that seltzer. It's quite refreshing.
Please zigzag responsibly.
As the temperatures have climbed in recent days.
All right, Matt, the number of the day.
Here's my number.
Number of the day.
Number of the day is 6, and a big thank you to Jesse Lopez, who sent this along via direct message on Instagram from... Foo's Gone Wild.
Oh, that's where you can get Matt, you know, on Instagram.
That's right.
At the real Matt Money Smith.
IG Live today with Austin Eckler via at AM570 LA Sports. But I don't know if it is just my sophomoric brain that consumed this video and for some reason can't stop watching it. He sent it along a couple hours ago, and I've probably watched it back a good 8 to 10 times already.
Uh-huh.
And it reminds me a little bit of you. And something that maybe you would try to take on.
What is it? Is it a sloth?
Yeah, a little bit.
Like the one from Goonies?
No, it's not slothy. It is, well, yeah, it's a little slothy. There is food involved. There is the consumption of food involved.
I haven't tried to, like, eat a feat of eating in at least 20 years.
But I think this might be worth it. I think if we did this and videoed it,
competitive eating is not my thing.
No, I know. But... I want you, they posted outside Taco Bell.
Taco Bell? Oh, how fast you could eat a burrito?
Foo's Gone Wild posted, Happy Taco Tuesday. And here is the video if you want to check it out at Foo's, F-O-O-S, Gone Wild. Ready? White guy, short sleeve plaid shirt in front of Taco Bell.
I see him. Why would I do that?
It's one of the best videos I've seen.
I was forced to eat a burrito quickly because...
It is a six-pack of tacos that he holds on his arm and then just jams every one of them into his...
But they don't end up. They just go off the side. It's like when somebody drinks that giant glass of beer and it all just goes on either side of their face.
But an incredible amount, if you notice, go into his mouth. Even though so much...
Yeah, he really does.
It
almost feels like when Kobe jumped over that car.
Right.
It's like an optical illusion. Like maybe a lot of it just went on the side, down his neck on the other side.
At Foo's Gone Wild, and thank you, Jesse Lopez.
Appreciate it, Jesse.
Yes.
You eat one burrito fast in front of Rick Monday.
In 3 bites.
Well, we were busy.
I think it's worth giving it a go.
It is true, though, that Chet Holmgren... would have fit that sweater that Kuz was wearing last night.
That's exactly right.
7'1", 160. He would have been able to fit that thing.
Well, with Kuz in there as well.
Kuz got a lot of pushback.
Rightfully so. Rightfully so. There's ridiculous, and then there's asinine. And that was asinine.
That's right. We know the difference.
That's right.
Nobody does the difference better than us.
Nobody does this.
Your son's been saying putzo here at school? Oh, that's fine. That's just from a radio show. It's a really dirty word in Greece. It's time for the song of the day.
This is the song of the day.
Ta-da.
The Only Road is the title of our song of the day from veteran English band Elbow. And it's new music from the brand new album called Flying Dream One.
There's a new Elbow?
Yes, it's the 9th full-length studio record for the lads out of Manchester, England that just came out this past Friday. And you can see Elbow performing live as they'll be finishing off their North American tour at the iconic Wiltern Theater on Saturday, the 28th of May. It's new music from the band Elbow.
Justin Turner is going to join us next. He loves to give back to the community. And we want to thank you for helping Justin Turner take care of our Los Angeles community. Thanksgiving is this Thursday, and the season of giving is here. We have partnered with the Dream Center LA and the great Justin Turner Foundation to serve meals in the community and raise money to help our veterans. Nobody does more than Justin and Courtney Turner with the Dream Center and Pastor Matthew to help out. So go to dreamcenter.org/donate now and make your donation today. And the man of the hour will join us in the next segment.
By the way, thanks to Jesse Lopez setting Foos Gone Wild in that taco consumption sort of mess that he shared earlier. We were able to chronic taco Smithy, and it felt so good. Because, you know, Smithy wants to be ahead of the curve on everything.
Yeah.
I knew about that before you idiots.
Yeah.
You guys are so stupid. He just sent me this. This is my new favorite. And it's kids getting hurt, which we have talked about ad nauseum on this show for the last 6 months.
Yeah, nobody has the dumbass Instagram hookups like we do.
Exactly. Chronic tacoed, Smithy.
Yeah, we have that
idiot.
One, loser.
Idiot.
And I don't like how people are like, the Island Boys, so 2 months ago. It's like, I was on the Island Boys when it came out, okay? I just had to be comfortable enough to bring it here.
I'm still on the Island Boys. Because of just, I don't know what the look is. I can't figure out what the kid with the grill is doing.
I believe they're both parents. He's a father.
I don't know if he's confused. Maybe he's just trying to kind of have a, like yin-yang twins look to him.
They came up in juvie.
Sure.
So the Island Boys are tough.
He looks either confused. Whenever his brother is singing, he's kind of just got this.
Waiting for his time.
Island Boy.
What does a tattoo artist think when those guys sit down?
Jackpot.
I mean,
that's what I would think.
I want like a slime dripping down my whole upper body. Can you do that?
I can do that.
Really brightly colored.
Can you put a little, like an arrow thing between my eyes?
Like a compass.
My nose,
like a north, south, east, west thing right in the middle of my. Make a target right in the middle of my forehead.
I can do that.
We'll be back with Justin Turner, the man of the hour on PMS. A great Dodger with a lot of insight. Next.
And the little heart we started picks up that beat forever.
They're tweeting. They're on Facebook, Instagram. Interact with the show at AM570LASports.com.
For you, our loyal listener.
Petros and Money continues now. Now. Now.
UCLA basketball against Gonzaga, number one versus number two, coming up on our sister station, AM 1150. We got Clippers basketball here. And Thanksgiving Day, this Thursday, we got that triple header because we are your home of the NFL on AM 570. Bears Lions, followed by Raiders Cowboys, followed by Bills Saints.
Birthday boy joining us right now. Happy birthday to our hero. They're celebrating in the streets of Bellflower and Lakewood. Kind of like a dueling celebration, sort of like the Surf Cities thing.
Sure.
Santa Cruz and Huntington. They both claim Red Turn 2. The Justin Turner Foundation, part of the biggest reason. The other, that he's such a great guy and a great baseball player. The Dream Center LA and AM 570 LA Sports are working together for the season of giving. And the great Justin Turner is right on top of it, always with us, man. And he joins us now on the Chevy Silverado Celebrity Hotline. Coming off the golf course to discuss it all, Justin Turner. What's cracking? How are you?
You nailed it. Coming right off the golf course.
That's what the word on the
Yeah, doing great.
Yeah, the word on the street is everybody's feeling good today. You're feeling good today.
Big celebration.
Celebrating your birthday today, having a good time, but you're still giving back to the people. I mean, man, the Dream Center and the stuff that you and Courtney do with them and Pastor Matthew, it just gets bigger and bigger. How much do you get involved on a daily basis with these guys? It's awesome.
Yeah, you nailed it. Pastor Matthew is one of the most incredible human beings I've ever met in my life. He doesn't ever stop giving back. He doesn't ever stop serving. And, you know, Cora and I were down at the Angelus Temple on Sunday handing out turkeys after their church service, handing out turkeys for the families that were there. And they do incredible things, and we couldn't be more happy and more lucky to be involved with and support a better organization than the LA Dream Center. They do incredible things in our community. So,
yeah, we had Groby Grove on yesterday from Living Spaces, $10,000.
Groby Grove,
love him, and he came on and donated 10 G's. The community has raised another 30, but we still need your help to serve more meals this holiday season to those in need. Dream Center LA is serving 7,500 hot turkey meals for Thanksgiving. Our goal is to serve 20,000 ham meals for Christmas, along with veterans passing out 100 Christmas trees and providing 15,000 toys to families. It's your birthday, Justin, and instead of celebrating yourself, we are celebrating the opportunity to help others. And whenever you come in, when we would do it on Veterans Day, you'd spend all day with us, you would take calls. Kind of give us an update on where this stands. I mean, I remember when you were just trying to build the first home, and now I think we're already talking about a second one, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a wild ride. And in my going into my ninth year here in LA with the Dodgers and partnering with the Dream Center and everything they do, they have so many programs that serve our community and really help lift up Los Angeles. And it started out with the homeless veterans. We started with a men's home with 25 beds. We expanded to the women's home, adding 18 more beds in the women's home. And we've been involved with the food drive and the food bank and, you know, everything they do. They have so many programs that it's just incredible all the work that they do and how literally 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, they're in the community, they're serving, they're helping people in need. And, you know, anything they come to us and ask for, we're available, we're ready to help. And it especially doesn't fall short here during the holiday season. We got Thanksgiving coming up, handing out meals, turkeys for Thanksgiving, and then obviously rolling into, you know, the Christmas season and the toy drive and everything they're doing there, the 15,000 toys that they're passing out to families. And anyone who calls in and gives their support, it's all going to a great cause. So we appreciate all you guys.
Justin, we talked to you about this last year, especially with the guys who are doing it for the first time, just to talk a little bit of baseball here. You wait for that opportunity to hit free agency and hit the open market, especially if you're playing well and, you know, be able to be financially secure, you know, for the rest of your life, for generations to come. But I would assume it's also a little bit stressful thinking about moving maybe or whether or not you can stay here. What is that like? Just kind of balancing the opportunity that's ahead of you versus the uncertainty of what your future is.
Yeah, I think you hit on the head. It's something that, you know, as a baseball player, you strive for. You want to hit free agency and hit the market and have your first opportunity to really, you know, set your family up for the rest of your life. But at the same time, it's scary, especially for guys like Clayton Kershaw and Kenley Jansen and Corey Seager, who have spent their entire careers with the Dodgers, to think about possibly having to go to another organization and move on from, you know, the only thing they've known their whole career. And it's definitely a scary situation. It's not all as kind of glamorous as it's cut out to be. I think free agency, everyone thinks of it as this great thing and this opportunity to sign this long-term deal. But at the same time, you know, it's also a potential of moving on from an organization that's the only organization you've known for your whole life. and having to go to a new place and learn a lot of new people and a lot of new things. And, it's interesting to see what's going to happen with a lot of these guys. It's definitely a turning point for the Dodgers with so many guys that are free agents and we're seeing what's going to happen.
It is going to be wild. It's wild that Justin Turner is holding it together like a G coming off the golf course on his birthday. Joining us now.
Believe it.
Because of the great Dream Center in L.A.
It.
Donate now to am570lasports.com for details. Go straight to thedreamcenter.org/donate now. And don't forget, Justin's very humble, but what him and Courtney did during the pandemic, hundreds of thousands of meals for people and kids. Young people, because of the LAUSD not feeding people, dropping the ball. And Justin came through like a G during the pandemic. So we don't want to forget that as we talk about Thanksgiving and going forward. At RedTurn2 on Twitter and Instagram if you want to show Justin some love. But, I mean, do you text your teammates? Do you stay? I mean, I know you talk to these guys all the time, but during free agency, I mean, I know everybody's kind of supposed to leave each other alone and go about each other's business. It's got to be kind of weird not knowing who's coming back, being brothers with these guys for so long.
Yeah, it's definitely a fine line between, trying to push them to come back with the Dodgers. Obviously, selfishly, I want everyone to come back and be a Dodger and spend the rest of their career here. But at the same time, I've been through it, and I understand how hard it is to get to free agency and how hard it is to earn that opportunity to be able to choose your future and choose the rest of your career and set up your family for the rest of your life. So I'm encouraging guys to, really, sit down and take a look at the big picture and what they really want and what's important to them. And I've talked to Corey. I've talked to Kenley. I was at the Grove a couple of days ago with Kenley. An event with Apple, who just opened a new store at the Grove, and talking to him about what's in his future, and Joe Kelly as well, who has been with a couple organizations now, the Cardinals and the Red Sox and the Dodgers. And obviously, like, selfishly, I want them all to come back and be Dodgers, but at the same time, those guys earn the chance to be desired by other organizations and an opportunity to set up their families to spend the rest of their lives and have a good life. So it's a really delicate situation. Selfishly, I want them all to sign back and just say, hey, whatever you got to do, come back and sign with the Dodgers.
Were
but
people texting you,
time,
JT?
Were
people getting all over you last year, bugging you about what you were going to do? Guys like Mookie Betts blowing up your phone?
No, I think it's a pretty good understanding in the industry and guys, and understanding that, like, listen, like, you have a choice to do what you want to do and set up your family for the rest of your life. So guys understand it. And like I said, selfishly, we all want everyone to come back and be a Dodger and continue to make these runs and go back and try to bring another championship to the city. And that's on the selfish side, but at the same time, you got to understand that, there's other factors that go into it for all these guys, and they got to do whatever's best for them and their families, and I'll support them no matter what they decide to do, and at the end of the day, if they end up on another team, it's not gonna end a friendship with me. Although when we play these guys, they end up, I'm gonna want to beat them. So
love it.
Yeah, go somewhere else. But if you do, we're gonna try to kick your ass.
That's right. Last thing, Justin, golf is now complete on your birthday. What is next? Do you have like a fancy dinner? Like, what's gonna round out the day here?
I think Court has a dinner planned for me. She hasn't told me where yet,
okay.
So I'm excited to get home and find out what she has on the docket, and then. I'm going to go down and spend Thanksgiving morning on Thursday with my family, and we're going to head to, don't tell anyone, this is a secret, but we're heading to Vegas for Thursday night. So
is that right?
We'll be there for a couple of days, and, Yeah, hopefully win some money in Vegas. I'm not a gambling man, wink, but hopefully we win some money.
Keep your head on a swivel on Flamingo.
Well, enjoy your birthday. Thanks for spending a small part of it with us.
I think
again,
they're going to eat good in the neighborhood tonight.
I think so.
That's what's going to
happen.
Is that
what it is?
Applebee's.
Oh, I was going.
They're
going
to put up the plaque like they did at that commercial.
Dinner recs? You guys have any recommendations?
Applebee's. They're going to put up the plaque for you like they do with the coach in the commercial.
Yeah.
It's going to be really good.
I like that Teppan grill, you know, like a Benihana. Maybe get a shrimp in your mouth, one in your front pocket.
Like
that's always great.
It's like the sizzling steak and shrimp or something.
There it is. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Or Malibu chicken waiting on you at Sizzler.
Come on. With the salad bar and all the toppings.
Steak, seafood, salad.
Do that.
Turner.
There for the chips and salsa right when you get there.
You know what? There's this place called Olive Garden. Their bread is unreal.
Breadsticks.
Unbelievable.
Unlimited.
Unlimited.
You won't even eat your meal. You'll just enjoy the breadsticks.
I'm going to try for that every time, though.
It's unbelievable.
The great Justin Turner. Happy birthday,
thank
JT.
You,
we love you. There he goes. What a star.
Thanks, guys. I miss you. I gotta get in the studio and hang out again.
Come on
100%
down.
Anytime.
Well, Gurney Vick in. He's in an iron lung.
That door's open.
We're terrible.
Kate's going to pick it up quickly. He's like, hey, Justin.
Hey, Justin, let me slap on your poots a little.
Again, dreamcenter.org/donate now. dreamcenter.org/donate now. They're looking for
he just dove in a pool after you threw the cell phone and he dove in a pool.
100 grand. Want to create that winter wonderland at Dream Center. Bring to life the spirit of the holidays for thousands of people, along with feeding them this Thanksgiving, feeding them for Christmas, passing out Christmas trees, 15,000 toys to families. These are vets, in many cases homeless vets, that we're trying to take care of. So again, dreamcenter.org/donate now. A big thank you to Court, Justin Turner, for everything they do here in the city and for helping to make us be a little tiny bit of a part of it.
Yeah, he did say he didn't know who Bruce Hornsby was.
Did it, Jim!
He did or didn't?
No, I was trying to ask him, but, you know, he left.
Did it, Jim!
I thought you guys were going to ask him. I thought that was the big topic.
Well, maybe you could have said it in our ear instead of screaming, Benihana! Benihana! And I delivered on that for you, Kate.
I mean, Don Kukos is in the Valley.
Yeah, he don't know Don Kukos.
He should.
Should have sent him to Chronic Taco.
You think he's ever been to the Sagebrush?
Oh, come on.
I don't know.
Did that just open up?
Yeah, check it out, Kate.
It's a new place.
Try it for
you know
brunch.
What, Kate? There's a new
it's never
place.
Never a line.
New place over off PCH called Tex-Mex. You want to check that out? Matt Stevens is sitting there waiting for you. Got a table.
Get P and Money on your smart speaker.
Mic check.
Just say Alexa.
Yes.
Play AM 570 LA Sports on iHeartRadio.
We have our next BJ's event coming up.
Old Stomping Grounds, easily accessible off multiple freeways, the 5, the 22. It is the outlets at Orange.
It's like if you were going to rob somebody like in Heat, too, that's a good spot to do it. The freeway's right there.
And I believe there is history at this particular
somebody
BJ's.
Somebody has been robbed, yes.
Person
got robbed.
I believe it is where Bert earned the name Steakface. It's our outlets at Orange. BJ's Ramon.
Well, he earns that.
He has earned it.
He's at the Harris Ranch
right now. It's when the
moniker
was officially unveiled. He earns it every time he goes on Ramon. Whether we want to provide him with food, the restaurant wants to provide him with food, or he decides to pack his own lunch, like a roast beef sandwich with a side of a roast beef sandwich.
Come watch Bert eat. A side of fries. Side of steak. Side of roast beef sandwich.
He will get every last droplet of that ice cream that was on top of his bazooki as well.
We love heading out to BJ's Restaurant and Brew House, and we want you to come party with us. We're back at it in December. We got two more, and then the year's over. I think we're contracted for two more.
Two more.
The second to last, or as Matt likes to say, the penultimate, is Thursday, December 2nd.
We are your penultimate show of record.
Well, I don't know. The salutatorian show of record.
Exactly right.
Second in line.
I mean, come on.
At BJ's Restaurant and Brew House in Orange. which is a place we have been before many times. It's also where we gave away the Chevy Cruze. Yeah, remember that.
And I believe it is also where we had our last interaction with Ron and Tev. I believe it was there that the ultimate fallout finally came.
Why? What did I do?
I don't think it was anything that you did. I think it was what we did. I think it was a collective. Yeah. I believe somebody was screaming relentlessly.
Yeah, but if they were screaming Chargers, you'd have been fine with it.
I don't think I would have.
No, it was because it was the rain.
It could have been. But I think it was just the screaming in general while we were trying to do segments.
Makes it hard.
Back to back to back.
To do the radio.
Yes.
It does. There's no doubt. You want to follow us on Twitter and complain about Ron and Tev?
And we'd love for them to join.
Anybody.
Join us. I'd love to see him again to rebuild that bridge.
Tweet Matt at Matt Money Smith. Rebuild that bridge.
It's the holiday season.
Or you can do like Lopez. Lopez on the Instagram.
Jerry Lopez.
At the real Matt Money Smith on Instagram. At Tim Cates on Twitter is a fun follow for the kids, especially if you're into UCLA hoops tonight.
Instagram private.
Unfortunately.
Isn't it? Think about how many followers he would get if he took photos of that Crooked Poots. In his underwear, of course, because you can't put the pornography on the Instagram like you can the Twitter.
Express yourself.
But if he did it in the pants and you could just see the outline of that curly pink
tail. We have no reason to think that Casey's Puto is anything but straight as an arrow. But the rumors have flown for years.
It's hard to ignore.
You can hear him tonight on UCLA and make your own judgment. UCLA takes on Gonzaga. Tip off at 7. That's going to be on AM 1150 because tonight, Matt, we got Clippers here.
We do. Clippers, Mavericks, 7:30 tip, 6:30 pre with Adam Osland at Follow Adam A. And then remember, we got the triple header on Thanksgiving. Tomorrow will be our last broadcast of the week for the Thanksgiving holiday. But we will have a triple header, Bears, Lions, Raiders, Cowboys, Bills, Saints on Thanksgiving Day. And Friday, I'm sure someone completely and totally capable of manning a few hours.
Ronnie, we were not going to forget your Twitter, at Ronnie Fascio. Not going to get Adams in and not get yours. And at the old P or at Petros and Money, and at Petros and Money on Instagram. But there is the Textosa, which is a direct line to my phone, brought to you by Chevrolet. And I got a couple here for you.
The secret Textosa line.
Sold out to Chevy.
P, that's jacked up for having Red Turn 2 straight off the course for his birthday. I'm not an avid golfer, but I've been on the course to celebrate somebody's birthday. It's basically a walking pub with a little golf mixed in. JT sounds like he's in the middle of a proper swerve. I have no idea what you're saying.
Nor do I.
He sounded
fine to me.
Right as rain.
We know him really well. We've been around him a lot.
Sober as the day is long.
I mean, he's got dinner tonight with the wife. You know, you're not going to get after it too hard if you got dinner with the wife.
He's got dinner, all right.
You know.
Hey, P, I'm sorry to hear about your shower injury. The same thing happened to me once. I bent over in the shower. My wife grabbed my balls. I stood up so fast that I cut my head on the faucet. Very painful. Yeah, nobody grabbed my balls, but I hit my head on the knob in the shower the other day, and I think it re-aggravated my tree injury.
Which is why you should have sued the city in the first place.
Can't sue the shower.
No, now it's too late. Now the city will just say that had nothing to do with the tree. That's a shower. We know what a faucet injury looks like, and that has got shower hardware written all over
it. I've seen a lot of spinals in my day, dude, and this guy walks.
Right?
Look at this gold bricker pretending to be a cripple. You eat one burrito and three bites in front of Rick Monday. That's the text there.
Yes.
Yeah, I did, and I don't deserve the fallout.
What fallout? It's a celebration. I mean, you describe it as fallout. We describe it as a celebration of life. Mm. It's a man who can eat a Rick's burrito in three bites.
Bean and cheese.
Let's celebrate it.
You guys getting the hate list ready for the holiday season?
Great call.
I know that bitch has grown longer this year. There's no doubt. Yeah, we are going to do the hate list. And in the very next segment, I'm going to do the public service warning about Thanksgiving week parties.
This might be our first Tim Cates addition to the hate list. Your football broadcast partner Alex Faust.
Do you think he hates Tim Cates?
I do. I think after the interaction.
But it wasn't
on FCP,
Tim's fault. It was just somebody's comment.
He's the one that brought it up. Cates is the man driving that bus, and you're going to be held responsible for going over the speed limit and swerving all over the road, and that's what Cates did.
But Alex Faust is maintaining that he's not angry, that it's all bust and chops,
quote unquote.
I mean, Cates.
I mean, I feel awful if he's upset. I was just reading somebody's comment on the Instagram about some skating session with Kopitar, not Kopitar, Jared Stoll.
Yeah.
Well, what happened was Alex Faust was seen skating at some Kings party. And I guess he was out there like Linus or something, you know.
Stoley really got out.
Well, they're hockey guys. So, you know, this guy sits up in the booth and critiques their skating all the time.
Right.
And they see him out there looking like Jared Goff under center, maybe. I don't know what he looked like. But they played the video on air. And I don't know. I mean, I guess he took it well.
Oh, yeah, he took it real well.
Well, we should have him on. We have to support the Kings every other week.
Like that one dude in Black Coal Thin Ice trying to keep up with that lady on the ice rink.
What, he fell?
Stumbling all over the place.
Well, you got no skates on. Or you're killed by a pair of skates. Brutally.
Brutally.
And then chopped into pieces.
And spread.
Distributed in coal trucks throughout the whole country and province. We found a boob. So we will be back during the holidays with the hate list, and next with the Thanksgiving public service disclaimer.
I'm trying to think of somebody new that was added for us. That's why I came up with Faust for Kate.
Dan Helly's spotters.
They hate you?
Feeling is mutual.
Well, you got them fired, right?
No, no.
You're efforting.
Hey, is this going to be a Vietnam Christmas again this year?
Yes.
Yes.
For sure.
You know what? I will ask my brother-in-law if he has hired the same. I believe he will hire the same performer he does every year.
We're going to Film Fight, Platoon versus Hamburger Hill.
No doubt.
Rooster, he ain't going to die. We're doing Vietnam Christmas. And I'm bringing the beer in this year.
Get ready. Enjoy the music while you can. It's all going Rooster. On Monday, it's Rooster all day, all night.
Yeah, we just play grunge. And if they'd say anything to us, well, Vietnam Christmas. What do you want?
What we do.
The Rooster here is a Christmas song.
He ain't gonna die.
Well, they're coming to kill him.
Spit on me and my own life.
They've come to test the Rooster.